Carrie and Tommy have a stack of laughs for you in this podcast all sorted. And Tassal has dinner sorted with responsibly sourced Tassie salmon that has a healthy boost of omega-3 in every bite.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Bickers, how was yours?
Good. I had my dad's birthday.
Oh, did you
happy
give him the...
Happy birthday to my beautiful father.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Yep.
Woo.
He had a ripping time. We couldn't go out anywhere. No restaurants, nothing. So we did what every seven-year-old man wants and had a picnic.
Yes.
And I watched as two people sat uncomfortably on a picnic mat. In the end, he had to position himself back to back with his partner so that they could rest against each other because it was so uncomfortable. And then I realised, and I'm at this age now, as you get older, you can't cross your legs, you can't sit with your legs to your side, you can't. Anyway, I just realised for all of the, yay, picnics are fun, they can be quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, of course, of course. But you know that what you're experiencing about not being able to cross your legs and stuff, the inflexibility, that's what it's like being a man forever.
Oh, is it?
Yes. You're never able to sit
so when you go to yoga, you just got like your knees up around your...
Yeah, and you just bend your legs fully. Like when they like, you know, bend over, my knees are basically hitting me in the mouth.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah.
I almost feel sorry for you guys.
Do you?
Yeah. And I remember the inequality.
Let's not try and fix the patriarchy again.
Mate, you're lucky you've got a chair at this point.
Yeah. I'll get on the floor.
You should make you do the Joe Crossley.
Why me? Why am I representative of the patriarchy? Anyway, I'll be having a quiet one today, but we'll see you guys on the other side of this. Heaps coming up.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I feel misunderstood at home.
Okay.
Chris mocks me about something and I feel like...
Yes.
I'm...
Well, prepare to be misunderstood at work as well. Let's do it.
Chris doesn't understand my enjoyment at running into people I was not expecting to run into.
Sorry.
Sorry. I get really excited when I am out and about in the world, in the wild, you know, doing my stuff, and then I'm driving behind a friend that lives a few suburbs away, which is what happened on the weekend, and then I end up beeping and waving profusely for a good 10 minutes until they catch my eyes, and then I'm like, oh my God, we're here in the same number! And then, and then it gives me a real lift.
Hey, you know how you said, like, you said it like it's a thing that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Has it only happened this once?
No, happens all the time.
Well, does it?
Yeah.
Just cars.
I'll be in the supermarket and I run into someone.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh my God, you're here, I'm here at the exact same time. Like of all the things we could be doing in our life and we happen to be at the same place at the same time, blows my mind.
Yes.
He does not share my excitement.
But to be fair, so I'm often blown away by that when it happens in a different part of the world. So if you're on holiday in, in you know, LA or something.
When we were in Florence, when we went to Bologna, we went on a trip to Florence and we were sitting down having lunch at a little table, just a random table we picked.
Yes.
And my cousin, who I didn't even know was travelling, was at the table next to me and he'd just proposed to his girlfriend.
Yeah. See, I think that, that is mind-blowing. But when you go back to the example of the supermarket, you are bumping into someone that I presume you are friends with who lives in the same proximity to you.
Oh, a couple of suburbs away sometimes.
So they're going to their local supermarket, the same as you're going to your local supermarket.
I know.
Yeah.
How many minutes in a day? How much time? When could you choose to go to that? You could go to that supermarket. There's 7 days a week.
Mm.
Good 12 hours of a day you could go to that supermarket, yet we chose to go at the exact same time.
Yeah, but you go for like an hour and so there was
an
about
hour?
A 1 in 12 chance.
You got to shop quicker than that.
Mate, you've seen me shop with
I've seen you cook too.
Yes.
You're very
takes
slow.
So long. Hey, Johnny tried to cook a pie last night. And
You'll have it tomorrow?
He started at 4:30 p.m. I got home from work at 9 and he goes, mate, we're having it tomorrow night. He was still got getting it off the stove. He was straining the mixture for some reason.
Had he needed the paste? Like, had he made it from scratch?
Oh, he wasn't up to pastry.
Oh
yeah,
God.
Yeah. He just put the mixture into a, like a thing to cool, and he got that in the fridge by 10 p.m.
Anyway, yep. The point is, guys, if you feel the same as me and you get excited when you see people that you were not expecting or someone messages you when you were just thinking about them,
yeah,
I see you and I hear you and I appreciate you.
And you want to hear from
us? And
people?
I care, and I want you to call in 131060 if no one else cares about your story about when you ran into Aunt Gladys when you were at the back aisle of Woolies the other day. I do.
The back aisle. It's the back aisle. I've never been. This must be a VIP experience. Miss Bickmore, would you like to see the back aisle?
Where the chicken and the fish is. Okay. It's at the back, isn't it? The back aisle?
Sure.
Anyway, there's a back aisle at my Woolies. Let's not get bogged down in back
aisle. Should we mix things up? Maybe take the back aisle.
131060.
Do your shop in the back
aisle. Tell me your story, your coincidence, when you ran into someone you weren't expecting to. I will care, I promise.
I won't.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo, and on 131060, who'd you bump into?
Sounds boring.
Yeah.
And I say to Chris all the time, he just doesn't get it.
You know when you
I've noticed people a lot of women about, are calling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when people tell you about their dreams?
Yeah. And I often go to tell you about my dream, and I remember you saying once, I don't care.
No. Because it's just got no... Just doesn't. It's not interesting. And I
feel, it's interesting though to the person who had it.
Yeah, I know.
So for me, the thing I find interesting is when I bump into someone I was not expecting to see.
Yeah.
In a scenario like the other day, I was driving behind one of my close friends just by chance. Like, think of all the things we could have been doing that day, and we end up on the same road behind each other.
Isn't it incredible? Two people who live in a very similar area were also driving in
road.
That area. Yeah, they use the same roads. And you told us another fascinating one of when you're in the supermarket once again in your local area, and someone else who lived in your local area was also in the supermarket.
I also gave you, off-air, the crazy example of an old friend from school, Seema. Remember her?
Yes.
Yes. And I hadn't been back to where we went to school, back to the WA where I grew up. I hadn't been there for a few years. And I came back. I was at the international airport about to board a flight to Singapore. And I thought I saw Seema lining up in the queue. And I went up to her and I tapped her on the shoulder and I was about to go, Seema, hi, we haven't seen each other for 6 years. And it wasn't Seema. And then I had to apologise to the person. And then I got on my flight. And who should I sit next to on the flight to Singapore? Seema.
Did you book your tickets together?
No, we didn't. It was just this wacky coincidence.
But see, that story is so much better. Why didn't you do that and then go, what's the craziest
instead of just when I drove behind my friend.
Yes. Or saw someone at the supermarket.
No, because
my
point was...
And then ask people to call and just tell us when you've bumped into someone.
No, because my point was even those little random occurrences can bring you so much... Well, they bring me so much joy. Deb. What's your random little coincidence where you run into someone and then you've gone, well, that's just got me up and about?
Oh, hi, guys. It was a little bit of a weird one. I was on Facebook, actually, and a friend of mine posted that she was in Harrods in London shopping. And I thought, that's funny. Another friend of mine's just posted exactly the same thing. One I'd gone to school with, the other one I worked with 40 years later, and they were both called Sandra.
And they didn't know each other.
They didn't know each other, and they were both in Harrods in London at the same time.
Deb, that was far better than any of Carrie's stories.
Sorry, Carrie.
I wasn't, I'll be honest, I wasn't on board with your story, Deb, until you said they had the same name, and then I suddenly cared.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
What about Deanna? Can you top that, Deanna?
Hi, guys. Yeah, hey. Look, a couple of years ago, back when we were allowed to travel, I'm a teacher and we went on an excursion to New York. It was pretty cool.
Gosh, that's good excursions.
Good I know, right?
What do you and mean? Then, I went to Canberra.
We did that too. But we from New York went to LA. Just different year levels, that's all. And from LA, we got a flight back home. And when I got onto the flight, the person who greeted me as I got on, the air hostess, was a friend of mine from Melbourne. And I couldn't believe it. Absolutely lost it in front of the students. And then when I went to sit down, she came back and found me and she upgraded me. She gave me a whole row to myself. And then she was really busy. But every time she walked past me in the aisle, she'd keep throwing things at me. So she'd come past and throw me.
See what you've done, Vicky.
Is that what I sound like when I'm telling you my story?
Poor Deanna's still talking.
I know, but she's excited about it.
It was bad.
Yeah.
She was loving it.
No, she's
great.
Yeah. I could imagine, though, she would have been so excited in that moment.
Oh, and I really thought she should have said at the end to add in, and she said her name was Deanna as well, and then you would have gone, oh, I'm back on board.
Meg. Oh, I don't even know what to ask Meg. What am I asking?
Good luck, Meg.
Hey guys, how you going? Mine is a bit of a travel one as well. So it was a few years ago now. I just finished up study abroad in France, and I had about 3 weeks left before I had to come home, and I thought, bugger it, I'll just book myself a Contiki. Then book myself a Contiki I did. I managed to get all the way to Rome, and as I was sitting on the train from the airport...
I managed to get all the way to Rome? Were you not expecting to make it, Meg?
No, I wasn't really sure which trip I was going on. I just kind of picked one and booked. Yeah. And my cousin had just posted a photo in the middle of Rome, and I thought, oh, maybe it was from like a few days ago or a flashback photo or something.
She ended up on Contiki with her cousin. That's pretty crazy, though. You're from Australia, then you end up on a Contiki with like your family.
Do you want to go back to it?
No, but don't you think that's pretty cool?
No, come on.
Some of these are good.
Heather's got a great tale. Heather, what do you dream of?
What do I dream of?
Yeah,
nightmares lately.
Have you? Why have you been having nightmares?
I'm early pregnancy, and they say that the hormones change your dreams, and yeah, I've been having nightmares.
Do you have...
I have sexy dreams, not nightmares, Heather.
Yeah. No, mine have just been nightly nightmares.
Although, Heather, to be fair, Carrie's sexy dreams were about people like John Howard, so a lot of people would consider those nightmares.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we haven't done this in a while.
You're so dumb.
Wow. Only discovered that when you present a meal and you go, voila, that's not, voila. In fact, what it is. It's voila with a V.
Voila.
I'm 51 years old, and only probably last year did I discover that the Grand Prix wasn't the Grand Prix.
Oh.
I was at an AFL football game. I turned around to my mum and asked if the game was live.
Are you? We haven't done this in a while.
And we've Christmas, been smart, have we?
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, I think we were just so used to our dumbness, we forgot that it could be a segment.
We can't do it every day, so we might as well.
Chris was telling me about one of his mates the other day, and this is a very smart friend of his. Mm-hmm. All of his friends are smart, obviously, but this is a very smart.
You told me a lot of his friends are pretty stupid.
I did not.
You did. You said don't mention it on air.
If you're all listening, I never said that. Very smart group of guys. One of them, until he was 29,
yes,
thought that daylight saving was a natural phenomenon.
How does that? I don't understand.
I don't have any answers to the follow-up questions.
What did you think changing the clocks was then?
He just thought they just changed. Like, oh, the whole world, everything just changed by an hour.
To be fair, your phone does automatically change. So
yeah, but not when you were 29, it didn't. That was too long ago.
But that means if he was 29, he obviously lived in an eastern state that had never, he'd never been to, like, Queensland.
Don't know.
WA.
Or maybe he just assumed that... I don't know. Actually, that's a very good question. Because growing up in WA, we didn't have it, so I didn't know much about it either. Yeah. All I remember was that the farmers didn't like it, but I never knew why.
Yes, because, of course, the curtains fade. Mm.
Speaking of animals, speaking of how dumb are you, the other night on the project I was watching you on there, and you and Chrissy Swan were talking about how bears...
Yeah, she didn't know the bears hibernated, that they sleep.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I thought they slept some of the time, but I thought they did other stuff in their caves.
Yes, she thought they just chilled out.
I assumed they just lived life at a slower pace, had a bit of sleepy time, also Netflix and chill time, hung out. But I didn't realise, like her, that they slept the whole time.
I'm blown away by that.
Yes. I'm blown away that I didn't know that.
Yes. Give us a call, 13 10 60. How dumb are you?
I should point out that I'm also responsible for remote learning with my children at the moment.
Yes.
So that's... bit of a concern.
13 10 60 is the number. We'll take your calls up next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're so dumb.
Wow. Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Sorry, it's me, isn't it? we were just doing bear.
Us.
We were fact-checking
yes.
The bears because yes. I only just discovered recently, thanks to you, that when bears hibernate, they aren't just hanging out and yes. chilling. They're actually asleep the entire time. Yes. I thought they just wound down for a while.
Other animals that hibernate, Bickers. Yes. Box turtles, snakes.
Sorry, a box turtle, is that different to a turtle?
I assume so, yes. It lives in a box. Bats, snakes.
Bats, where yep. do bats go to hibernate? In the trees?
I assume they'll hang in their cave. Yes, groundhogs, hedgehogs, skunks.
Snakes.
Snails. Mm, bumblebees. Snails. And, oh, of course, the flat-tailed dwarf lemur.
Forgot him.
Yes.
Anyway, we're asking on 13 1060, how dumb are you, Bonnie?
Yes, hello?
Bonnie, yes. Bonnie, how dumb are you?
So, I'm 25 years old and I've been using the toaster, right? And the dial on my toaster has numbers. And mm-hmm. I've been using that to think that that's what I brown my toast with. And all these years, I've just realised that it's actually meant for minutes on how long.
Well, it's interesting, Bonnie.
Actually, so it's interesting because
we tried this, Bonnie.
I thought that, yeah, that it's been browning my toast.
Bonnie.
But really, it's actually Bonnie. Minutes, so I feel pretty stupid.
Bonnie, are you there,
yeah.
Bonnie?
Yes, okay. Tommy, I'm here. I love you guys. Can I just say I love you guys, by the way?
Well, Bon, we love you, which is why we thought this same thing.
We want to make you feel better, Bonnie. Yeah. We actually tried this. We did an experiment where I sat next to a toaster and we tried to see if it was timing versus grade of toasting. And it wasn't to do with the minutes, Bonnie. Yeah. It actually wasn't.
So you're fine. You're not dumb. It is level of brownness.
Okay, so it's not only me then.
No, you're great, Bonnie. You keep doing your thing. Let's go to Nicole. Nicole, how dumb are you?
Well, I feel pretty dumb when my 11-year-old daughter points out my idiocy, but she had $20 to buy a Roblox gift voucher, and I said, oh, yeah, I saw it at the shop, but they only have $10 and $25, and I don't really want you spending any more than $20. She goes, can't I just buy two $10 ones? And I went, yes. Yeah.
Even in my head then, I was seeing the predicament you had, Nicole, and I thought, good parenting. She doesn't need to spend the
$25. No.
Nicole, I was picturing you I was picturing you breaking a little bit off the $25 card. That's fine.
To add something fascinating to your bear hibernation story, I just learnt last week that they actually give birth while hibernating and the cubs just suckle for up to 8 weeks and then she wakes up and she has newborns there.
So she's asleep the whole birth?
Yeah, yep. It's on Disney Plus. Got to get onto it. It's called Growing Up Animal or Baby or whatever.
How do they get out of having to go through the birth?
I don't know. It's crazy. Good gear, whatever they're on, isn't it? Should we go to Sarah? Sarah, did you know that bears gave birth while hibernating?
No idea, Tommy, but thanks for that.
Anytime.
This has turned from how dumb are you to how smart are you? Yes. Did you know? Yes. What have you got for us, Sarah?
What? In 2 years, I enjoyed going through drive-thrus at KFC asking for a colonel burger rather than a colonel burger.
A colonel burger.
Super embarrassing.
Mate, the colonel burger sounds like the day after you've had a colonel.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy's Million Dollar Alpha Bucks is coming up a little bit later on, so download the listener app and register if you'd like to play.
Because did you watch Kim Kardashian on Saturday Night Live?
No, I've only seen stories about it. Some saying she nailed it, others saying she did not nail it.
You know I don't care about the Kardashians.
No.
I don't feel it any way. I don't dislike them. I just don't care. She was great.
Fun. Because I'd heard Annabelle, our producer, say she loved it, but she's mad Kardashian.
Yeah.
So I did wonder whether you liked it if you're a Kim fan.
No, she was just real funny.
So she was funny about it. So she was self-deprecating.
Scathing towards herself, her family, everything in her life that you would think.
It is controversial.
Yeah, and you would think.
Kanye?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, Kanye. You think, I don't think she'll mention these things. She went all them. Obviously, they've got teams of writers. But I just admired her picking out jokes about Literally every one of them.
Amazing. I don't know why. Are you going to bring us a few?
I'm going to bring you a few. Yeah. I don't know why I was surprised. Like, when I started to think about it, I was like, oh, yeah, of course, she's been successful at every single thing that she's done.
Also, her show, when you do watch her show, she's always having a go at all of them, to their faces often.
And is it funny?
Yeah, it's funny at times.
Oh, God, is this going to be the start of me becoming obsessed with the Kardashians?
About 20 years too late. At least you've got a few seasons to get through.
The first joke I've got for you, these are all from a monologue, was her addressing the fact, is she a gold digger or not? Why would she be? Here you go.
But the one thing I'm really proud of is that no one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one. So I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey.
Yeah. Oh! Biggers?
Oh!
That's just a little taste. You know how
I don't know much about Mum's boyfriend, Corey. What's Corey's deal?
I don't know anything.
Other than he's a gold digger, obviously.
Yeah. I was like, that joke's funny. I have no idea who she's talking about.
I feel like we need Annabelle as part of this conversation to translate each time. Belle. Annabelle, who's Corey and do we like Corey?
Well, Corey, yeah, Corey's fine. Like, he's pretty good. Like, they're in a pretty stable relationship. But I'm pretty sure Chris met Corey because Corey was Justin Bieber's bodyguard. Like, I'm just going to confirm that, but I'm pretty sure.
Oh, please confirm that.
So are you confirming he is a gold digger or he's not a gold digger?
Well, yeah, I guess.
We are going to move on to, self-deprecating jokes. Mm. It's even more impressive when you manage to gloat and be funny at the same time.
I'm excited to be here tonight to show you guys that I'm so much more than just a pretty face. And good hair. And great makeup, and amazing boobs, and a perfect butt. Basically, I'm just so much more than that reference photo my sister showed their plastic surgeon.
Oh, boy.
Isn't it good?
He's
so good.
Oh, my God.
I reckon the Yeezy joke is far more brutal. Have a listen.
I married the best rapper of all time. Not only that, he's the richest black man in America. A talented, legit genius who gave me 4 incredible kids. So, when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing. His personality.
I was trying to get them in order of shock level.
I'm just now picturing the family at home. Like, do you know this? Do you sit down to watch it in the audience?
Because they were in the show.
Do you think they knew about the jokes before they happened?
Yeah, I reckon. But yeah,
she practices them in the little green room, guys. How do you feel about me saying this about you?
But it'll be funny. It'll be lighthearted. You know, it's just because I love you. But yeah, they were in sketches as well. I left you the most.
Oh my gosh, Kanye was there.
There you go.
I didn't just bring that up. Someone's just sent that through on our producer chat. But Kanye was there. How awkward.
I left you the most shocking joke to do last because I wanted to go up in shock factor. You know, Kim's dad, am I going to get this right? Kim's dad was OJ's lawyer, is that right?
What?
Yeah.
Kim's dad was OJ's lawyer, okay.
Here you go.
My father was and still is such an influence and inspiration to me, and I credit him with really opening up my eyes to racial injustice. It's because of him that I met my first black person. Want to take a stab in the dark at who it was? I know it's sort of weird to remember the first black person you met, but OJ does leave a mark. Or several. Or none at all. I still don't know.
This is the new way forward for her.
I never thought if I was doing a stand-up comedy gig and someone said, you've got to follow Kim Kardashian, I never thought that'd be tough. That's tough.
Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. That's where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And $1 million is coming up real soon, guys.
Whoa, Bickers, quick. $1 million, but you can't buy a house.
There's people that are having Freedom Day right now in New South Wales. What could they do with $1 million now? Oh. Did you see the queues at Kmart? You could get so much homewares for $1 million.
Homewares from Kmart?
Apparently that's where everyone went midnight.
They went
to get Botox, they went to get haircuts, and they went to Kmart.
I didn't know you could get all those things at Kmart.
No, in separate places.
Oh, okay.
And the pub,
yeah. Oh, gosh, I can't wait to... Everything opens up and I can crack back into my Scrotox regime because I've let go for such a long time. Hey, heaps coming up. Heaps coming up on the show, including, as you said, $1 million chance of winning that. But up next, I've got an issue with language that is being thrown my way that I think is, I want to know from you, is it a subtle suggestion?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you the truth.
Yeah.
Do you like it or not?
Yeah.
Am I the problem? Have I done it?
I don't know, but it's not specifically about you. Right. I've got heaps of other issues with you. That I'm going
to have some point. We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because wind back the clock to when you were flirting with people and hoping that you would get them interested in you as well. Mm-hmm. What are some of the bad signs that they could do that shows it's not going well?
Well, when I thought I was going to hook up with the guy that I was going to the ball with, he whistled the whole way.
What do you mean?
He picked me up an hour and a half late and then he whistled the whole way.
In the car?
Yes.
So you couldn't talk to each other? He whistled?
Yes.
What was he whistling?
And he was an hour and a half late.
What?
And he went home. He went home for the ball with my friend. So they were three pretty good signs, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, who cares? You got the whistling guy. It doesn't matter. By that stage, like, that's fine. I had the same thing. My date went home with my friend.
It's just bold, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean as much, I don't think, when you're that young.
Yes, it does. You've put so much pressure on that night being perfect. And then it ends with your friend going off with the guy that you took.
Yeah, because I was trying to talk myself. I was myself going back to that, and I was trying to talk myself back up a bit.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. You wanted it. You were comfortable with it.
Whatever.
You gave it the.
It was fine.
Yeah, guys, go for
fine.
It.
God, I miss her. And him, to be honest. Yeah. God.
Anyway, what are the signs you think?
They've got gorgeous kids. sorry. I would say someone calling you mate is a big one. Yes.
No one's interested in being with mate.
Buddy. Champ.
Ledge.
Yeah, should we go to dinner? Sure, Ledge. Let's get on it, dude. Maybe we can even have a few bevies, buddy. Okay. But here is my question. So when you are trying to woo someone and they do that, I think it is an obvious sign.
Yes, it definitely is.
Yes. But do women call men mate always as a sign is my question.
Because we don't do something always as anything. Like, it's
that's
possible.
Why you're confusing. Just have some consistency, please.
So do we only, when we say mate.
This week I'm doing it because of this. But next week, who knows? You've got to guess.
Mate,
it'll be wrong,
hey,
mate.
But I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
So what you're saying is could I ever be interested in someone and call them mate?
Like, no. What I'm asking is, say if someone at the office here says to me, how you going, mate?
Yep.
I feel like saying to them, I'm not interested in you or trying to hit on you. No, but is that why you're calling
me,
mate?
That's a weird response.
No, sorry. I would never say that.
She's
but what I
just
mean is,
saying hi.
Mate.
But also letting you know she's not interested.
So when do you call men mate?
Hey, mate. I'm trying to. Yeah. Role play it. It feels weird.
This is like when she tried to say good day.
No. Good day, mate. hey, mate. Yeah. I think I call girls mate.
Yeah, but this is what I'm asking. So do you say it to guys?
I think I say mate often.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay. If I really wanted the guy to know that I wasn't into him, I would probably use mate.
Sorry, that's what I'm asking. Yes.
You think someone's using mate to actively friend zone you?
That's what I want to know. Or
so
does some women just throw it around?
Explain what you want to know again, because I'm a bit confused.
I want to know if a woman calls me mate, is it a very active sign of friend zoning me? Or are there women that just say mate to me?
Okay,
that's
all right.
Is that clear?
That's a lot clearer.
131060, help me, mates.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo. And on 131060, are you friend-zoning people with the word mate?
Yes. Well, no.
So just,
hang on.
Just to be clear, one woman says to you mate or lots of women have been saying to you mate?
No, I'm a lot of people.
We get it, mate. Lots of girls are calling you mate.
Yeah, lots of girls are friend-zoning me, guys. Don't get too jealous.
But I'm just interested if this is a trend you've noticed specifically about you.
No, I just wasn't. It just happened the other day, and I wasn't sure. I just wanted to know, are there women out there that just call guys mate?
Were you upset when the girl at work friend-zoned you?
No, I was intrigued. whether I was being friend-zoned.
Which was the opposite of what she was trying to achieve.
Mm, it piqued my interest.
You think we're complex. She called you mate for a reason. Oh, now mate, piss off.
I'm so simple. G'day, Jane.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Do you call men mate?
I do, and just to confuse you, I actually sometimes do it as a way of flirting.
No, oh, God, don't tell him that, Jane.
Jane. I knew it.
Got him.
Yeah, just to completely throw a spanner in the works.
And so, Jane, give us a, and I can't say this without sounding a bit creepy, but give us an example of kind of what you mean.
Okay, so, like, I'm a terrible flirt, but say you're at a bar and there's a bunch of guys around, you know, and I don't know, he said something dumb and I think he's cute. I'm like, oh, mate, what are you talking about? And I'll give him, like, a little punch on the arm. And, you know, batter the eyelids. And
Jane, you are the worst flirt. Yeah, you are. Jane, has it ever worked?
It has, actually. Okay. Quite a lot.
That's good.
Okay.
Good on you. Then maybe this, maybe you.
This image of you marrying this girl from work now, I'm intrigued who she is actually. And up at the, you know, the end of the aisle, do you, mate, take this mate?
No, I do,
to
mate.
To be your mate for life.
I do, mate.
Shanala, are you there, Shanala?
I am. How are you?
Good. How do you use the word mate? Are you a fan of it?
No, I despise the word mate. I think, I don't know if it's just a typical Aussie thing or what, but I find it quite offensive when someone calls me mate because I use it in more of an angry term. So,
What? Like, give it to us.
Like, okay, so say, for example, you're having an argument with someone and you're just like, whatever, mate. So. Oh.
So no, to me, mate.
It's more insulting. Yeah, so I would definitely consider it a friend zone thing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So you've got one in the she's flirting with you, one in the she's friend zoning you. Mm.
Jennifer,
how
what do you reckon?
How will this break end?
Jennifer, are you there?
Yes.
Jennifer, how do you use mate?
I use it for everyone.
It's helpful.
Tough, isn't it?
Guys and girls alike.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's probably a coping mechanism for forgetting everybody's names.
Yes, clever. Oh,
she's forgotten.
Mate. Like a blanket.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Monday arvo, it is Carrie and Tommy, thanks to Tassal Salmon, responsibly sourced Tassie salmon.
Ooh, did you know? Because it's good for your brain.
I did know. Rich in omega-3.
Yes, great for your brain and heart health. So get out there and get some Tassal salmon.
100 grams of salmon provides 159% of the recommended daily intake of omega-3 fatty acids. That was just off the top of my head.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
That's how smart the omega-3 Tassal salmon has made me. I didn't have to read that.
Let's see what else we can get off the top of your head. How much protein?
42% of your daily protein requirement.
Really?
I know, guys.
Damn.
I should enter $1 million Alpha Bucks.
We don't often ask salmon-related questions in Alpha Bucks.
Nah, but S could be one of the letters. Food starting with S.
It could will be today's letter.
Food starting with T, Tassal salmon.
That's good.
Who knows? We'll do $1 million Alpha Bucks very, very soon.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Good Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it is that time of the week again. Are you excited? Okay.
Yes, teacher.
Well, this is a combination of two of our favourite ones from before. I put my thing down, flip
it in reverse. Same, but guitar.
Ooh, like a flamenco style guitar.
Well, it's acoustic and instrumental. So they're just instrumental acoustics.
Ah, interesting. This is getting quite niche, isn't it?
You wait till we play same, but choir.
Well, we've done like same
I can't
same,
believe
same.
I'm going to say this, but I miss same as
yeah,
spoke.
Same. Or I miss it when it was just one thing. Do you know what I mean? Like it was same, but underwater. But now it's getting to the point where it's like it's same, but underwater, but
in
also
the
in the key of C. Yeah. No, C, that's good. I get it. Because it's underwater.
Very good. Yeah.
All right, here's your first one.
I know what it is. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know what it is.
Making noise.
I can shred along. Okay.
Is it Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, it is. Tommy.
Oh.
Tommy.
It's Gnarls Barkley Crazy.
Did I give that to you then?
Yeah. I was going to guess A Team.
One zip is song number two.
It all sounds like Ed Sheeran.
The guy who plays an acoustic guitar.
Carrie, Umbrella, Rihanna.
Oh, because that was really good. You've got them both, and somehow it's one all.
Alrighty, song number three.
Carrie. Is it Happy Pharrell Williams?
Wow, really?
Do you know what they all sound like?
Are you making me guess another one?
They all wait for the beginning of this one. It sounds like it's going to go into "Will you call my name?"
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I saw you in heaven, listen to this.
All right, 2-1.
Perhaps not that one. Carrie.
Because.
Oh. Da, da,
da, da, da, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, Carrie. Wrecking Ball.
Okay. I came in like a
wrecking ball. That is not what I thought it was.
What did you think it was?
A made-up song that goes, I didn't want to call you out. I didn't want to say your name. Probably unlikely it was going to be that. Carrie
and Tommy. Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I want to be a millionaire.
I'm going to be a millionaire. Carrie and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks millionaire.
Ooh. Hailstorm, g'day.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
You've got your priorities right. I've just read what you would do with the money. You've said chocolate, all the chocolate I can have paired with the perfect cocktail, then I'd have daily personal training to get in shape.
Yeah, no, I think they're good priorities. Who doesn't want to eat what they want and look good in their party too?
Totally.
How are you feeling, Hayley?
Oh, look, I might have... already tapped into the whiskey just to take me in there.
You do whatever's going to get you through, Hayley. You've got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. We'll take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back to you if we've got time. And time will start at the end of the first questions. Easy. Answer all 10 correctly today. You're going to win 10 grand and win your way to $1 million day.
Damn, that sounds good.
Hayley, your letter... for today.
Oh, it's a good one.
Is C for cash.
C for cash. I like that one. Cash is very good.
Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Best of luck. Let's crack in. Name a mode of transport.
Car.
An animal.
Cat.
A vegetable.
Carrot.
A drink.
Cosmopolitan.
An office item.
Pass.
A country.
Canada.
An occupation.
Car salesman.
Something round.
Circle.
An Aussie actor.
Shit. No. Pass.
A Sia song.
Chandelier.
Yeah. No. Oh, an office item could have been a chair, computer, calculator.
My laptop.
Oh. An Aussie actor, Chris Hemsworth.
I know. Oh, far out. I adore him.
How much whiskey you got left, Hayley?
No, I'm to get through this.
You still did great, mate, and you can enter again. Just download the listener app. Obviously, it is for free. Search Carrie and Tommy, fill out the form. That could be you, Vicky.
Coming up soon, a clue for tomorrow morning's 8 a.m. Million Dollar Alphabet.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And you're in the right spot if you want to win $1 million.
I tell you what, if anyone is ever wondering who the boss of this show is, it's never been more clearly demonstrated.
That it's not you.
Yeah. I just said, does anyone want chips? And you told me I'm not eating those chips.
Okay, two
because
things.
I just had a peanut bar and I think the chips are disgusting.
You'll spoil your dinner.
And no, I looked you at just you and had slowly... a sandwich and then you reached into this weird bag of snacks you've got that have the weirdest snacks in them.
Yeah.
And you pulled out.
I bought them for the team.
I've never seen you eat a crunchy nut Kellogg's bar in my life.
I've never eaten one before. That's why I got them.
Then you said, do you think I should have some avocado chips
I've
now.
Never have them either.
I said, no, they'll taste gross after your crunchy nut. And now you're telling me that, all of a sudden I'm running the show. I'm just helping you with your flavours in your mouth.
Yeah, I know. But then I went to, even because you said no, and I went to open them and you went, no.
That's because we're about to go on air.
Yeah.
That's the voice I use with the kids. No.
No. Sorry. Sorry, Mum. Okay.
Well, hey, coming up, look, a little issue in our household at the moment. I'm so excited about something.
Is it Chris not allowed to eat what he wants?
No, he's definitely not allowed to eat. Unless I meal plan it for him, it is not going in that gob.
Don't even think about avocado chips, Chris. Mate, even if they're your favourite thing in the world, you will not be able to eat them.
Coming up, an insight into our car trips. That's what I'll say. Okay. Just if you think that my family car trips might be any different to yours, they're not. Ending in a fight most times. But before that, if you want a clue for tomorrow morning's 8 a.m. million dollar alpha bucks.
It is. Give me a drum roll, please. Karaoke.
Ooh, fun.
Nah.
Why?
Nah.
What do you mean, no?
Karaoke's awful.
Oh, so fun.
Nah.
Well, you just haven't done it with me and my family. Actually, we have done it together.
Here we have.
Oh. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've got to be quick with this because our next guest has bribed her daughter with a bag of Maltesers to keep her quiet while we do this interview. Would you please welcome Fifi Box?
Oh, Carrie, Tommy, this is a real treat. Have I been on the show before?
I think, we tried to get you a couple of times and you said you were unavailable.
Yeah, that's right.
But when you want to promote something, here I am.
Fief, you have a kid's book, Minty May Gray and the Strangely Good Day. Yes. How long has this been in the works?
Well, it's been, do you know what, Tommy? I wrote it in, I went through, as Carrie knows because she witnessed it, a really tough first year with my baby Daisy not sleeping. Mm. And the funny thing is I wrote it in the middle of the night when I couldn't sleep because I was lying there at night thinking, if I can't sleep, I might as well do something quite productive. So I sort of wrote it through last year's lockdown. And when I knuckled down, I actually wrote it relatively quickly, like over about 6 or 8 weeks.
You know, that's not what most mums who can't sleep and they're having a hell first year with their babies do. They don't go, you know what, I'll just write a best-selling kids book. Just watch endless episodes of Netflix and eat themselves silly.
I know.
But Fee, you gave me this book to read a few months ago and I had that little nervous moment where I was like, my gosh, like what if it's terrible and then I have to say it's brilliant? And from the first page, my mouth was aghast because the whole book is so well written. You were just a brilliant writer. It's really, really, really well done.
That is so nice of you to say because I don't – look, I'm happy with the result, but I did write it thinking – because I didn't have a book deal. I just wrote it and thought, oh, I'll just publish it at Officeworks and for the girls. Like, that's the worst case scenario. And when I gave it to my manager, I did have that moment of, look, just see if anyone's interested. I'm not expecting them to be interested. So I can't really fathom that it is actually made it to print. That actually wasn't the initial plan. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
No, it's beautiful. I mean, I love a rhyming book, but I read it with the girls. And the sign that it's a good book is that by the end they were still both sitting there and not wriggling around and both present while I was reading it with them. So usually they exit stage left after page 3. So,
well, you know, my girls haven't heard. They literally will not sit down for me to read it to them still.
Thank God you didn't get their books made at Officeworks because then, I mean, your only audience wouldn't have heard it. Hey, Fee, what does this mean? We've got a little printout of the details about the book and it says pre-filmed video assets available. What does that mean?
What is that like?
Do you know that you've filmed stuff for this?
I don't know I have. I don't think I have.
Well, someone has.
Pre-filmed assets?
Yes, and it's in our list of marketing points.
Let's download it. I want to have a look.
There's irresistible rhyming verse, which Carrie just mentioned.
Brilliant.
But then there's pre-filmed video assets.
Really? Pre-filmed?
Is that Daisy telling you to get off the phone?
This is Daisy. Yeah. See, do you know what's annoying? Maltesers, those little fun-size packets have 4 Maltesers in them. That's not only a rip-off.
Oh, mate, go for a family size. Come on.
Get a box.
I know.
You've met Daisy, haven't you?
Yes. I am now, while we're speaking, I'm unpacking. What is this? Modelling clay. And she's eating modelling clay. I'm just in that whatever gets me through phase.
How many stars on the health chart does modelling clay
I don't
have?
Know.
See, this book is a lot about self-love and body image and things like that. Why, for you, did you want this to be something that your girls could read and feel good about themselves?
Well, I think because, and I think about my life, and I honestly do think it took till I turned 40 to really accept myself. That's a bit sad, isn't it, when you say that? But I just feel like I've been hard on myself my whole life, thinking, and particularly, you know, what it's like in the media, and then everyone's got an opinion on how you look. And I just thought to myself, particularly with two girls, I just don't want them caring what other people think of them, and particularly the way they look. And maybe, and I obviously that goes deeper because I don't want them to ever question themselves. I want them to have that strong belief. But I just think it's so easy for kids to get caught up in what they should look like or take on, you know, negative feedback from people. And I just really wanted to build that resilience in them. So, it's a shame though, isn't it? See, I don't know whether you feel that way, Gary, but I just look back at me in my 20s and think, what a waste.
I know.
What a waste.
I know. Like, well, the whole thing. I'm just so thankful that we were teenagers without Instagram. Like, honestly, like, just to navigate that world with everybody watching you is just horrifying. Like, I certainly wouldn't have been able to handle it.
No, I couldn't have. I reckon I wore a bikini. Last time I wore a bikini was when I was like 16, and I was just shy and insecure then anyway because I developed early. But then I should have done that. If I lived my life over, I wouldn't care. I'd celebrate my uniqueness and who I am. So that's what I'd like to pass on to the kids.
You're beautiful. Your kids are gorgeous. I'm so, so honoured to be able to call you one of my best mates. Aww. It is a brilliant book. And, I think kids the world over will absolutely love it. Thanks, Fee. Good luck with it.
Thank you for having me on, guys. I'll go back and I think we need to see a doctor because she's just eaten two strips of modelling clay.
So maybe that's what you can record with your first video essay.
The book is Minty May Gray and The Strangely Good Day. You can find it in all bookstores. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are definitely thinking about a quick and nutritious dinner, like responsibly sourced Tassel Tassie salmon. Switch it up, Australia, and get a healthy boost of omega-3 tonight.